And welcome back to Mugs in the Morning on KODY. As always, it's presented to you by Shelter Insurance Agents, Bo, Prent, and Beat for home, life, and auto insurance. Changing gears here as we welcome in Burgundy, BJ, and Hector from the North Platte Cedar Room joining us here on a fantastic Thursday morning. Guys, good to have you back in the studio, and happy spring to you folks. First time we've had you in here in the spring season, so glad to have you back in with us today, guys.
Likewise, Tristan, and good morning, North Platte.
It's always good to be here.
Good to have the spring-like conditions, too. Maybe folks doing a little more to-go orders and maybe doing a little more outside dining with these nice temperatures finally.
Oh, most definitely. We've seen an increase already.
Oh, have you? Really?
Yes. We have. Yes. We've gotten a lot more tickets to those for sure.
That's good. That's good.
People coming in a little later, too, with the daylight.
With the time change?
Yeah, with the time change. So they're coming in a little bit later.
The big question, has everybody adjusted the time change yet, though?
We're getting there.
Maybe.
About the time you feel you're adjusted, it's time for that time change.
Exactly. Yeah, that's so. What I hate about it. You just get into the things, and then all of a sudden, there's another change.
Yep, exactly.
So, guys, have some exciting news that we were just talking about off the air that the three of you wanted to share with us this morning on the air.
The first exciting news, Tristan, that we have is we were approached by a personal letter from the Nebraska Beef Council. We have been chosen, one of 70 restaurants in the state of Nebraska, to be on the Nebraska Beef Passport. This is a totally new passport deal that they have come up with to help support Nebraska-grown and raised beef. And they're doing it for the restaurants, through the restaurants, to also help promote restaurants that serve Nebraska-raised beef. The passport starts May 1st. There's still a few things they're working on to get it all figured out properly. But obviously, as we well know, May is National Beef Month.
Mm-hmm. Mm-hmm.
So we just got this letter the other day. It's kind of going to be just like your Nebraska passport that people are kind of used to doing.
That you guys are on for this year and that last year.
Yes, uh-huh.
Right. It's a passport like that, same kind of a time frame, issues, everything is that. We'll have a stamp. You'll get a passport book. And like I said, there's 70 or 71 restaurants through the state of Nebraska. You'll get a stamp from each restaurant. You get a possibility of getting a freezer, and it will be full of beef.
Oh, wow. Yeah.
Is one of the things
quality
that I'm working
beef, too.
On.
Yeah, good quality beef.
Right, correct. So we're very excited to have been chosen, and how we did get chosen was it is Nebraska ranchers, farmers that help choose where these passports start. So,
and as the gentleman was saying, is it's like, you know, so we had so many people calling in and talking about the Cedar Room in North Platte. And Tristan, all along we've talked about us hoping to be a destination restaurant.
Mm-hmm.
You know, and I think it's really coming through fruition. I mean, in May we have a tour bus of folks coming out of York, a gun club.
Oh, wow.
Just to come and eat at the Cedar Room. And while they're coming and eat, they're going to spend some more money here in town because they're working through the Visitor Bureau as well. So there will be a lot of opportunity to capture some more income for the community.
They're
so.
Not just going to eat and leave.
Correct.
No. Yes. Bring them to the community.
Exactly. Right. So it's been really, really cool, and I mean, we couldn't be more humbled to be chosen for the Nebraska Beef Passport by our patrons.
It's quite the honor. And Burgundy, tell us, what sets the beef at the Cedar Room apart from other places that you've worked?
We, honestly, this is one of the first real restaurants I've worked in, Nebraska being from Colorado.
Mm-hmm.
But we take excellent care with our meat. We always make sure we get the best quality meat that we can. We cut all of our steaks in-house, and we always make sure that we cut them super clean. Any of that little extra, you know, mm-hmm. like your sinew and stuff like that, you know, that's naturally in beef. You know, all the silver skin and all that stuff, and we just make sure we have some really nice, beautiful-looking steaks, and we cook them to perfection. We've got a great couple guys running our grill throughout the week. We couldn't ask for better couple guys to do it.
It's interesting, Tristan, that some people will come in and order a ribeye, you know, and the ribeye has that intramuscular fat, you know, the stuff that people just love, right, that flavors that meat, and they'll say it's too fatty, you know, but it's like, well, so there's a lot of education going on, not only as far as the quality of beef, right, because as we get into a better fed beef, it's got a lot more marbling, a lot more fat, intramuscular fat, but we also are helping educate some of our customers that don't know the temperatures of their meats.
Sure.
You know, because in so many restaurants, or, you know, especially the chain restaurants, you order, they get used to what their scale is. So we can bring out a perfect medium rare, and they say, oh, that's too blue. It's like, well, this is a perfect medium rare. So they're not used to actually ordering. So it's like, what you really want is a medium well.
They're not used to authentic.
Correct. Right, and having the meat, the true temp of the product. They're not used to that, but they're learning. And I think most of our customers, you know, here in this state that are locals, will order a medium rare.
And what's something that helps us to educate the public as well is where we're a certified Angus beef house restaurant.
Says it right on the front.
What the CAB has done is they will send us cards, like a postcard, and it will have pictures and the temperatures beside them of what the steak looks like.
Oh, okay.
So those for those customers that don't understand the proper temperatures that they're ordering, we can show them those cards and show them, you know, this is your perfect medium rare, your perfect medium. And it helps the public understand it better, and we get a lot of positive feedback from them. And then the way that the Burgundy back there presents the steaks on the plate, once they're cooked, and how they do it is they slice them at an angle and layer them, so when they come out to the table, they can immediately see how their steak is cooked.
Oh, wow, okay.
That way there's no guessing, and it's just plain right
there.
You always see what you get.
Right, so when they send the steak out, they absolutely know it's the perfect temperature before they even let it leave the kitchen.
How awesome.
Something that too also, Tristan, that BJ and I took a trip down into Texas, and so we stopped at a lot of different restaurants. And
now this was recently,
Recently, yeah.
I remember talking to you guys beforehand.
Yep. And so just going down there, we stopped at various levels of restaurants, from high dining to just like the regular, you know, common restaurant, and we were humbled by our experience, because the product that we're putting out far exceeded what we encountered, and we were going to some high-end places. And not only that, but then the quality of the alcohol that we're serving and the selection of it was much better. So,
and these places, Texas, did you stop in Oklahoma, Kansas at all?
Oh, of course.
All Texas?
Of course, yeah, all
and
the
Texas
way along.
Texas claims to be the beef state.
Yeah.
Right. I think we have them beat.
So,
but no, we were, you know, and like I told BJ, we have to be super objective on what we're measuring here and how we're taking the quality into perspective, right? And I really, we always strive to do the best for our community here in North Platte, and, you know, we get that feedback from our customers that are traveling through.
Sure.
We experienced it, that we actually are putting a good quality product out and service as well as the quality of our cocktails.
Absolutely.
And, you know, Tristan, something a lot of our customers come through and tell us, you know, Nebraska beef, you can't beat it. I agree with them. And what we are hearing is some of the restaurants in other states now are putting right on their menu Nebraska beef.
Ah.
So it's just a big shout out to the ranchers out there.
Yeah.
I mean, you are raising a quality product.
Oh, they best in the world.
Job. Oh, yeah. Yeah.
Oh,
yeah.
I mean,
yeah.
World.
Again, we're blessed to have Hector, BJ, and Burgundy joining us here from the North Platte Cedar Room, joining us here on KODY's Mugs of the Morning. Guys, is there anything else you wanted to hit on today?
I would. We're very honored. We were approached by the hospital for the gala this year.
Oh, wow.
So what we have done for the gala with the hospital is we have donated 30 meals to their watch party.
That is awesome.
So on top of that, we were approached here a couple days ago from Sherry Remus and Garrett Remus of Jerry Remus Chevrolet, and we are going to team up with them at the Cedar Room on April 9th, and we are going to have what we call a watch and ask party.
Okay.
So for the gala, they do a live. So we will have our TVs set up. We're actually bringing an extra TV in so you can bid on the live auctions. So what we are doing at 5:30 p.m., the auction instructions will begin. 6 p.m., the auction begins. So what we have done is we're going to do an RSVP. You will call my personal cell phone number no later than April 7th, 2021. And for all of those reservations for this gala watch party and ask party we're having, you will receive a 20% off of our menu.
Oh, wow.
The drinks are not included. We just ask that you come in casual attire to enjoy the evening.
Sure.
And the ask party, by that part of it, what we mean is a donation. So if you come in, and these donations are 100% given to the hospital so they can purchase a new PET scan machine.
Okay.
So, machine, right? I mean, this is, in the area, this is probably the primary hospital, right?
Oh, yeah. It's a medical hub.
Yes, it is. And we have farmers and ranchers that not only are working with livestock, but also heavy equipment, right?
Mm-hmm.
And so we need something like this. So I really, from us, from the Cedar Room, Gateway Realty, Remus, Chevrolet, we really need to come out and support this great opportunity to help out our community.
And what a great partnership with individuals that are very community-minded.
Yes.
Yes.
Yep.
Hats off to you and your partners for this. This is awfully exciting.
Yes. 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 Mm-hmm.
Be a good
and so this week we have what we're calling a kitchen sink pasta.
Oh,
right.
Okay.
So,
now, is it made in the kitchen sink or into your close by?
I mean, it's kind of close because we've got a small kitchen, but
not in the kitchen sink.
It's not in the sink.
Close.
Just,
okay,
just
good,
pretty
good.
Close to it.
But it's a very rustic pasta.
Okay.
That's very. If ever you watch any Italian cooking shows, which we do,
don't know? We all?
Right. Exactly.
It's like, pleasure
hey,
of a
yeah,
lot of
it
people.
Is, of course, right?
Oh yeah.
And really, it's just kind of cleaning out our stock, and you know, Burgundy's got some great ideas to put it together, and it's a fantastic dish, a very homey dish that we were.
Tell us about the dish, please.
So it's going to have some clams, mussels, and tiger shrimp. Obviously, it's pasta,
mm-hmm.
And it's just in a real kind of simple, rustic crushed tomato and garlic sauce. It's really super light. So with it, we're going to do a side salad of their choice. You can either get one of our normal house salads or get a side Caesar with it. So just kind of something different. Go a little lighter as we're getting into spring and play with the seafood a little bit more and mm-hmm. have some more fun with it.
Mm-hmm. Sounds awfully exciting and awfully fun, too.
Yeah.
Oh, as soon as I brought the bowl out yesterday to get pictures for Facebook for this week, the girls devoured it. It was gone, and they would not... They were like, are you done yet? Can we eat it yet? Are you done?
Did you get a picture first?
Of course I got the picture first. They know by now.
You had to find
you
them
have
off
to
them.
Wait till I get the picture. And I spend like 15 minutes trying to get the right picture. And they're all just like vultures. Just waiting.
What a good
waiting.
Problem. What a good problem to have, though.
It is. It's always nice, though.
Now, guys, we do need to wrap up and encourage folks to come down to the Cedar Room. Reservations still preferred, and there's plenty of ways for them to make the reservations, BJ.
Oh, yeah. You can do it online at thecedarroomne.com. Our reservation system is very simple, as we've said in the past. Or you can call the restaurant, 308-532-4825, or even just stop down.
Yeah. Yep. If you're already in the downtown area and you want to make a reservation for next week, Saturday, whatever, just swing on in.
Absolutely.
What I'd really like to push is our Thursday, Fridays, and Saturdays are really starting to pick up. So we
good.
Really, really advise the public, make a reservation or
sure.
you're probably not going to get in.
Mm-hmm.
Yep.
Or you're going to be waiting probably at least an hour
an
most
hour.
Nights on the weekend.
An hour wait is pretty typical. And again, Tristan, just to hit up on the gala, right? Look
yeah.
for our post on Facebook. We'll have our phone numbers to contact to make your reservations for that night, April 9th.
And we'll keep eyes on it, too, and share it here at the radio station as soon as we see you guys share
fantastic.
It.
Fantastic.
Oh,
that's
you.
Great.
Guys,
thank
as always, much. We appreciate the time. Congratulations. A lot of excitement brewing at the
Oh, my gosh.
Room.
Absolutely.
It's like it's beyond, yeah, I mean, we're completely honored and humbled and while
rightfully
exceeding
so.
Exceeding our wildest expectations for the place.
Glad to hear. Guys,
thank
as always,
you.
It's good to have you in the studio. Enjoy the rest of your Thursday.
Yep. Thank you, Tristan.
Thank you.